Chatters, chatties, welcome home for A Great American Chat, a podcast where we chat about great American media. I'm Chad Maurice. Today we are chatting about A Dash of Christmas, and I was going to also include our Christmas wedding in today's episode, but I'm going out of town tomorrow, and so I wanted to get an episode out before I left. I didn't want to go a week without doing an episode. So next week we'll chat about our Christmas wedding, along with Christmas Keepsake, which premiered this past Saturday. And that was one I haven't seen yet because I wasn't home on Saturday. But I was home on Sunday, and I saw A Christmas Blessing. And holy cow, oh my gosh, is that a good movie. If you haven't seen A Christmas Blessing yet, you have to watch it. It'll knock your socks off. At least it did me anyway. And I was thinking about that movie and thinking about, we got someone in the chat here. Let me see what's going on here. Let me turn the chat on here. Hold on. Come on. No, it's taking it a few seconds. It'll come up. So yeah, I was thinking about A Christmas Blessing, and I was thinking looking at the schedule and the rest of the movies that are on the schedule. And I think that Candace and Jen are going to have a difficult time topping that movie. Candace has her military movie coming up, and Jen has her dancing movie. But boy, I don't know. I think A Christmas Blessing may wind up as the best movie of the year. We will have to wait and see. Wait a minute. Hold on, waiting for this chat to come up here. I don't know why this is doing this. All right, well, let me get back to it. So yeah, Christmas Blessing, really good. I'm going to do an episode on that one coming up whenever I can. I'm looking forward to that one. Now also, tomorrow night, hold on, let me get this up here. Got to get my pictures up here. My software is being slow today. What's going on? Do I got a bad internet connection or something? Hold on. I'm waiting for this picture to pop up. Come on. Where are you? Come on. Oh, there. The chat just popped up. Oh, good. Nicole is here from Swing My Heart Podcast. Hey, Nicole. Christmas Keepsake was amazing, Nicole says. Was it? She also says, loved A Dash of Christmas too. Okay. Oh, Jay says he's going to need to go back and watch A Christmas Blessing. Yeah, it was a good one. Ah, there. Finally. It finally popped up. Okay. So tomorrow night, November 16th, the Great American Book Club is meeting. Nancy Nagel is going to join Cammy and Father Randy to talk about her book, A Heartfelt Christmas Promise. So that's going to be fun having Nancy there. And you can sign up for the book club at greatamericanfamily.com. Let's get into A Dash of Christmas. Oh, Nicole says... Oh, what's Nicole? Oh, Nicole says in the chat, she's watching A Christmas Blessing today. Okay, yeah. You're going to love it, Nicole. I guarantee it. So A Dash of Christmas. This one stars Laura Osnes and Christopher Russell. It's directed by Robin Dunn, written by Bob Sein and Guy Yoseb. This is a story about Megan and Aaron. Megan is an advertising and marketing guru who recently lost her job because the advertising agency she worked for got bought out. She also had a breakup a year and a half ago. Megan decides, since her love life and career are in the toilet, to visit her sister and niece for Christmas, completely unannounced. That's right, she doesn't tell them she is coming. She's just going to show up and say, surprise, I'm here for Christmas and I'm staying indefinitely. Because everyone loves it when relatives show up unannounced, right? Oh, wait, what's Gina saying? No, wait. Come on. Come on, pop up. Oh, I'm waiting for my chat to pop up here. Gina is saying, agree. I loved all the latest premieres from some Great American Christmas 2023 has been great. Yes, it has been. And for some reason, I can't get the chat to pop up on the screen because my... Oh, there we are. Whoa. Well, there it goes. Oh, the format looks different today for some reason. All right, let me get back to it. Aaron is a small town guy who wears flannel and chops wood. No, he doesn't. I'm kidding. He owns a bakery. So look out. We have a handsome baker. Megan is going to have her world rocked, let me tell you. Aaron is still living in his hometown of Maple Grove, Connecticut. He has a ton of hair, $1 million smile, and a bakery called Hometown Bakery. Of course that's what it's called. What else would you call it? It's in his hometown, and it's a bakery. You can already tell that Aaron needs Megan's marketing skills because that is not a good name. I didn't like that name. He needs to do better. Megan and Aaron meet when Megan is on her way to her sister's house. She sees this awesome looking old red pickup truck parked on the street. The truck is parked in front of a bakery, which still has its lights on. The passenger door of the truck is wide open, so she decides, hey, it's not my truck, but I'm going to go mess with it anyway. So she goes over and closes the door because there's no way that someone left that door open on purpose. Aaron comes out of the bakery with boxes of baked goods piled up to his face. He says, hey, can you give me a hand? Someone must have closed my door. She goes to open it, but it is locked. Because this is one of those fancy 1950s trucks where the doors lock by themselves. Oh, wait, let me see if I can get this to pop up. Come on. Oh, Nicole's saying in the chat, they're cute meat had me cracking up. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. Okay, now I got to find out where I was here. Where did I leave off? Oh, yeah. Okay. Where did I leave? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he says, open my door for me. She tries to get his keys out of his pocket, but winds up knocking him over along with all the baked goods. She apologizes. Aaron says, no problem. I can go back into the bakery and spend 2 more hours making this stuff again. Megan eventually gets to her sister's house, and we meet Sarah and Erica, who are Megan's sister and niece. She gets a call from Darcy, this work headhunter that she hired to help find her a new job. Darcy tells her about this food-based social media company. They are looking for someone to run their marketing department. Darcy says, you need to do an online video of yourself cooking or baking in order to prove to them that you know something about food. Megan says, I don't know anything about food. Darcy says, well, you gotta fake it till you make it, kiddo. Her sister convinces her to take a baking class to prepare for this job interview video that she has to do. She shows up to the baking class and finds out that Aaron is the one teaching it. He says to one of the female students, are we still on for tonight? She smiles and says, oh yeah. So Megan thinks that she and Aaron are dating. And she's a little bit upset by that. Aaron teaches them how to make gingerbread cookies. Megan's turn out terrible because she put salt in them instead of sugar. So she put like 2 cups of salt in them instead of sugar, whatever the recipe called for. Yeah, you know, I hate when that happens. After class, she asks Aaron for help in making this video she needs to make for this job interview. Megan and Sarah run into Aaron while taking a walk. He tells them about the Connecticut Christmas Charity Bake Off competition that he is going to be competing in. She helps Aaron decorate his bakery. He closes up early and cooks her dinner. After dinner, Aaron says, "You want to make dessert?" She says, "Oh yeah, you bet." He says, "We are going to make Christmas bread." And that was not the dessert Megan was hoping for. Then we get a baking montage, and they are rolling dough and touching hands, and it's getting all romantic. His bakery is decorated really nice, but there is no Christmas tree. She wants to know, "Hey, buddy, where's your Christmas tree?" So Megan and Sarah go buy a tree for Aaron's bakery, and they decorate the tree with Christmas cookies. She gets a call from Darcy, telling her to hold off on making this cooking/baking video because this company has their eyes on someone else for this job. Apparently, they only want to interview one person. No need to have more than one applicant to choose from. None of that. She finds out that Aaron and that girl who took the baking class with her are not seeing each other. She has a fiancé. She and Aaron just go caroling together. So Megan's happy about that. And then she asks him out to lunch. Nicole's saying the bread looked so good. Yeah, the bread that they were making. Yeah. Well, wait, is it gonna pop up? For some reason, the chat is not popping up on the screen today like it normally does. Maybe it will. I don't know. I don't want to wait for it. Oh, it did pop up, didn't it? Yeah, well, I got to fix this. It's not looking the way it normally looks. Wait a minute. What's going on here? Hold on. I got to fix the settings here. They changed the way it looks on me. Ah, the software is not working. Nuts. All right, let me hide that comment. Aaron's employee asks Megan to take a look at their website. She says she has a lot of ideas of how they can improve it. Aaron flips out and tells her lunch is off. Forget it. Because he doesn't want the bakery to make lots of money and be successful. Yeah, you know, who would want that? Oh, wait a minute. I got to scroll down to see what the bottom of the... Oh, I can't even scroll to see what's going on in the chat. Boy, this is making me mad. It's not working right today. I must have a bad connection or something. Then later, Aaron has second thoughts about blowing his top. So she goes to Sarah's house and apologizes to Megan. He tells her that he and his ex-fiance, who he met in cooking school, had plans to open a restaurant. She wanted to go big and open in a big city and turn it into a chain. He wanted to start out small and focus on doing instructional videos to help people learn how to cook and bake. So they broke up because their dreams weren't compatible. He offers her a job. He wants her to help him in the charity bake-off competition, making fruitcake. Oh, wait a minute. Nicole in the chat is saying, fun fact, the man who plays Ronald and the woman who plays Sarah in this movie are the love interests in... Oh, yeah, and then the Santa Summit. Yeah. Yeah, wait, was the guy in the Santa Summit? I know she was. I didn't know if that guy was. But, yeah. Let's see. Aaron tells her that he can guess every ingredient in food just by tasting and smelling it. She says, no way. So she and her sister challenge him. They give him some stew that Sarah made. They blindfold him. He tastes the stew and guesses every ingredient. Man, he ought to take that show on the road. I think Vegas needs someone that can do that party trick. That's pretty amazing. He asks her to dance. They dance romantically in front of the Christmas tree and have an interrupted kiss when the lights go out. He sprains his left wrist while looking at the circuit breaker and says he can't bake in the bake-off competition, even though he's right-handed. He asks Megan to take his place in the competition, and he will be her assistant. Oh, Nicole is saying the food tasting scene was priceless. Yeah, that was pretty funny. He tasted every ingredient, including all the spices. He knew what was in that stew. Time for the big baking competition. They are told they need to make a fruit cake. She starts making the fruit cake, but then panics and says she can't remember the ingredients. I guess they're not allowed to use recipes, apparently. Aaron, who I'm sure knows what goes into a fruitcake, doesn't bother to help her. Nope, his lips are sealed. She decides to scratch the fruitcake and make her grandmother's Christmas fruitcake tort. The judge comes around with a camera and a mic and is recording all the bakers, so Megan has to explain what she is making. Megan winds up winning the competition. She gets a big trophy but doesn't make a speech. I was looking forward to hearing the speech. Then Sarah invites Aaron over to her house to spend Christmas with them. Then we see the judge of the baking competition giving Aaron a flash drive, and Aaron says, "I owe you." I wonder what he is up to. You know, when I first saw this scene, I thought that Aaron paid off the judge to have Megan win the competition. And I thought, ooh, this is going to be an interesting conflict. I thought, man, yeah, that's going to be a good conflict when Megan finds out that she didn't win on her own, fair and square. Ooh, that the judge was bought off. But that's not what happened. We find out later what happened. Aaron arrives at their house on Christmas, and we get a walking down the staircase moment. Ooh, when Megan comes down in this red dress, looking pretty fine. They say what they are thankful for at dinner, even though this is Christmas, not Thanksgiving. Megan says that she is grateful for family and her newfound friend. Aaron is thankful for leaving his truck door open. Sarah says she is thankful for the Christmas season and for Megan being there. Aaron asks to use Megan's laptop. He plugs in the flash drive that the judge gave him and emails his employee. Darcy calls Megan and tells her she got the job after the Human Resources Department saw the video of her winning the baking competition. Megan's like, wait a minute, I didn't send in any video. Darcy says someone named Aaron emailed it. Megan goes to Aaron and tells him she got the job. She puts on a sad face and says, I don't understand. You want me to leave? She asks, why did you do that? He says, because you are a star and you deserve it. He says, I've been in this situation before with a woman who has big plans. I'm content living in this small town. She says, ask me to stay. He says, you're willing to give up your life to stay in this small town? I don't want you second guessing your life and having regrets later. Hold on, I got to play this scene. I got this scene here. If my software today will allow me. I got to bring it up here. Might take a few seconds because this is being really slow today for some reason. The screen's not moving around like it usually does. Usually when I click on something, the screen changes right away. But it's not doing it today. Hold on. Hold on, bear with me. Oh, here we go. Whoop, wait. Nope, something's happening here. Okay, here's the scene right here.
The logical question given the circumstance.
No, why? Why did you do it?
Because you're a star.
I thought.
I've been in this place before.
I am not her.
You gotta take this job.
Ask me to stay.
Oh, when I saw this scene, I immediately thought of the movie Dick Tracy. In the movie Dick Tracy, when Madonna and Warren Beatty are at the pier, standing on the dock, This scene is very similar. And I'm going to play that Dick Tracy scene. Here it is.
Tell me you want me. Tell me you want it all. But tell me now.
So I thought of that scene as soon as I saw this scene in this movie. All right, I got to check the chat here. What's going on? Yes, Nicole is saying, oh, maybe this will pop up. Oh, Nicole is saying, I loved how supportive he was, though. Yes. Yeah, definitely. I don't know why that's put. I'm going to have to work on that chat setting, see why it's not. It changed the way it looks at me, looks to me today. So they hug, and he says, here's looking at you, kid. I'll see you when you visit. You're going to be great. Sarah says to Megan, Aaron is a pretty special guy. He was thinking of you. She asks, what are you going to do? Megan says, I guess I'll look at the offer and think about it. Then Megan opens Aaron's gift that he gave her for Christmas. And why she didn't open it when he was there for dinner on Christmas, I have no idea. Because usually when someone comes over to your house for Christmas and brings you a gift, you usually open it in front of them. But I guess Megan's not used to that tradition. The gift is a handwritten cookbook he made, which has all the recipes that they made together in it, along with a very romantic note. Then her niece Erica shows Megan Aaron's latest YouTube video of him making their grandmother's fruitcake tort. She comes up with an idea, and she calls Darcy. Going to find out here what this idea is. Then we get a cute ending scene, which is a reenactment of the beginning, in which he leaves his truck door open to get pastries. She comes by and closes the door. She says, I took the job, and you are the new face of my social media website. He says, what are you talking about, Willis? She says, I sent my new employer your videos, and they want you to do all of their videos. He says, I love you. She says, I love you, and I ain't leaving. I'm going to work from here. They share a romantic kiss. He dips her. And they both baked happily ever after. All right, let me get rid of that screen here. Now I got to wait for this picture to get removed here. Hold on. Oh, yeah, Nicole in the chat is saying the reenactment scene at the end was so sweet. Yeah, it was. That was a good way to end the movie. It was a call back from the way the movie began. Hold on. I got to get rid of this picture here. Come on. There we go. Well, now where'd I go? Oh, there I am. Okay. So this movie, I got to say, another good movie for Great American Family. The network is knocking it out of the park this year with their Christmas movies, I got to say. They haven't had a bad one yet. We have really good chemistry in this one between Laura and Christopher. I love the outfits that they have Laura in. They're all very Christmassy, red and green colors. The wardrobe department, I thought, did a good job on this movie. Now, Amy Gronin, who plays Sarah, I think she is amazing. I think she needs to be a lead in one of these movies because I think she's fantastic. This movie is very visually pleasing. The Christmas decorations I thought were really nice. The outside of the bakery, the outside and the inside of the bakery looked really great on screen. The red pickup truck was awesome. Sarah's house was really good. Looked really nice, both the outside and inside of that set. I love how the conflict was handled in this movie. They talked about her leaving for this job in a very calm and mature way. They didn't throw a tantrum like they do in some of these movies. And I've been thinking about the title. Maybe you could help me out. I don't understand the title at all. A Dash of Christmas. Why was it titled A Dash of Christmas? It should have been titled A Pinch of Christmas. because it's a baking movie. Because there's several baking scenes where he's helping her bake, and he's telling her, put a pinch of this in, put a pinch of that. So it should have been titled A Pinch of Christmas, in my opinion. I really don't understand why it's called A Dash of Christmas. If you know, let me know. Oh, yeah, and Nicole is saying that she seconds my idea about Amy being a leading lady. Yeah, I think she's really good. What's Gina saying? The only thing that would have made the movie better to me is if Laura would have sung in it. Yeah, Laura didn't sing in this movie. Yeah, that would have been good too. Yeah, since she's a Broadway star, she has an incredible voice. Now, there are a couple things that didn't make sense to me, besides the title. The fact that he couldn't compete in his baking competition because he sprained his left wrist, even though he's right-handed, because he was eating that soup with his right hand. So you know he's right-handed. But they needed a way for her to compete in the baking competition by herself without his assistance. So that's what they came up with. But they should have had him sprain his right wrist, not his left wrist. I think that would have made a lot more sense. The other thing. Oh, Jay just says A Pinch of Christmas hasn't been used as a movie title. He must have looked it up on IMDb. Yeah, that's the title they should have gone with. All right, the other thing that I didn't get, Aaron not helping her with the fruitcake ingredients during the baking competition. The guy can name the entire ingredients of a stew from tasting it just with one teaspoon. Surely he knows the ingredients of a fruitcake. I mean, come on. But obviously, they didn't want him helping her make the fruitcake. They wanted her to stumble on trying to make it so that she would make her granny's fruitcake tort. But yeah, this movie, I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. It was an enjoyable watch for me. I think these two are always good, always good in their movies, and I thought that they were really good together. Now, this weekend, how are we doing on time here? Oh, 27 minutes, not bad. Now, this weekend, we have, wait a minute. What's Gina saying here? Gina in the chat is saying, I thought it was just an excuse. He wanted her to compete, so played up his injury. Oh, that could be. I never thought of that. That could be. So this weekend, we have Santa Maybe on Saturday. That stars Aubrey Reynolds and Samuel Witten. That's another Brian Brough, Brittany Wiscombe production. I don't have a trailer for that one, but I'm looking forward to seeing that one. On Sunday, we have a Paris Christmas Waltz with Jen Lilly and Matthew Morrison, and I do have a preview to that one. Let's see if I can get it to play here. Again, it might take a few seconds. Boy, this is annoying today. What's up with my internet today? Come on. I don't know if it's my internet or maybe it's the software that I'm using. Something's being really slow today. All right, here it comes. All right, here we go. Here it is.
This Sunday.
I'd love for you to join me.
Where would I be going?
Paris.
A Paris Christmas Waltz is the holiday event that people are calling the perfect movie for Christmas. A captivating film that transports viewers to the enchanting streets of Paris.
Seeing Paris through your eyes makes me realize I've been missing a lot.
With a love story that will warm your heart from the start.
Not a bad way to spend Christmas Eve.
A Paris Christmas Waltz premieres Sunday at 8. Great American Christmas. Welcome home.
Okay, a lot of hype built up for that movie. It's gotten a ton of publicity on social media. Nicole's excited for the movie. Gina is saying, I love Christopher Russell in A Lot Like Christmas. Yeah, he was good in that movie too with Maggie Lawson was in that with her. So I'm happy to have him back on Great American Family for another movie. Yeah, I agree. So this weekend you can live post on X during those two movies on Saturday using the hashtag Santa Maybe and on Sunday using the hashtag A Paris Christmas Waltz. And once again, tomorrow night, the Great American Book Club with Nancy Nagel as a guest, going to join Cammie and Father Randy. And again, you can sign up on the Great American Family website to get the Zoom link. And again, I got to tell you, watch A Christmas Blessing if you haven't seen it. You won't regret it. It is so good. Let me know what you think of all these movies. Well, let the network know what you think of all these movies on their movie review link on their website. Let them know. But also let me know too, because I'm curious too. You can find me. Oh, Nicole is saying it's not X, it's Twitter. Nah, well, they changed. Yeah, maybe it'll be Twitter in your eyes. But yeah, it's now called X. Wait a minute, what is Gina saying? I think A Paris Christmas Waltz is going to be the Christmas movie of the year. Oh, really? The trailer is just amazing. I don't know. I think it's going to have a hard time beating A Christmas Blessing. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Well, like I was saying, you can find me on social media at GAC TV Podcast and at Chad Maurice. And until next time, you keep the faith, keep smiling, keep your friends close, and keep your great American family closer. Thanks for being here.